The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to titoshometowntales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's titoshometowntales.com.
This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got JR, we got you on a Wednesday morning with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is the phone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago is where you can watch the show live. Not just this show, but all the shows here today. We keep you company until 10 o'clock, then we hand it over to Mike Greenberg with Greeny right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. Well, Cap, we are creeping closer and closer to Thursday night football. To have Chicago on the main stage on Amazon for Thursday night football as the Bears take on the Washington Commanders. And so there's a number of things here that we always can find to talk about regarding, you know, when the players like Justin Fields or when Luke Getsy speaks or when Matt Eberflus speaks, because it gives you an insight on exactly what they're thinking. The machinations of trying to be able to get ready for another game, short week, but I got a good feeling about the Bears for this game coming up tomorrow.
So, good morning. Great to be with you, my friend. I am more than a little concerned about this game for a number of reasons. A, it's a wounded opponent coming in. Desperate.
You mean the Bears?
They're not wounded. They kind of picked their lane and figured out what they think they are trying to build, and I get it. Washington actually came into the season thinking they had a chance to be a decent football team. Mm-hmm. They're up the track already because the Giants are 4-1, the Cowboys are what, 4-1, and the Eagles are 5-0. And they're sitting at 1-4. They're basically eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
A wounded animal is the most dangerous animal. That's A. B, last 10 trips Washington's made to Chicago. Last 10 times a Washington football team has come in here, they're 9-1. Carson Wentz, career Thursday night football appearances, 6-0. 15-2, touchdown to interception. Last year, they beat the Jets, I believe, and he had 3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
All those numbers concern me. The trend, as Carm likes to tell us, is your friend.
Sure.
All of that concerns me. The Bears are not a talented football team. All you have to do is look at the roster, watch the game films, and go, yeah, there's not a lot of talent out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more than a little concerned about the matchup.
I want to give you some positives.
Okay.
Because these are, you mentioned trends. Hopefully the numbers I will give you will be a trend going into Thursday's game. And JR, we're going to talk a little bit about the breathing exercises of Justin Fields in just a moment. But let me just give you something that Mark Potash gave from the Sun-Times regarding the Bears. He says, for what it's worth, Justin Fields' 118.7 passer rating is the highest allowed by a Vikings defense this season. Now, we know that coming into the game against the Vikings that, hey, you know, they've got a solid running back and they've got really terrific receivers and a solid enough defense to be able to make hay in the NFC North for them to be able to maybe make the playoffs and maybe go places despite Kirk Cousins being the quarterback. But I think that that says a lot that Fields' passer rating was higher than Jalen Hurts, Andy Dalton, Jared Goff, man, and Aaron Rodgers from Green Bay. So that says a lot, too. So Fields, 7.7 yards per attempt, ranked 7th in the NFL. It was ahead of Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson and Matt Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady. You see, what we saw in the second half, Cap, hopefully is a sign of good things to come offensively for this football team. It's funny how the Bears' offense and defense both start slow. It's almost like they're second half teams, third and fourth quarter teams. Well, you can't keep playing from behind, especially on the defensive side. But ultimately for the Bears, an ebb and flow, Cap, you've got to be able to punch, counterpunch, and be able to punch back. I mean, this game, I think you and I are on the same page when we say that Minnesota game was winnable, but the problem is you didn't have enough playmakers to be able to make a difference.
Correct. You also don't pressure the quarterback. You were going up against a Vikings team that doesn't do a great job pressuring said quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case with Washington. I believe with 14-16, I read this on Twitter, one of the Washington Commanders beat reporters tweeted, with 14-16 left in the second quarter, Montez Sweat already has 2 sacks, 3 tackles for loss, and 3 quarterback hits. Who's blocking him for us?
All right.
So I'm more than a little concerned that we're at home and the game has gone from either Washington -1, Bears -1, 1.5. Some places now, Snorling is telling me you can find it as a pick'em.
Mm-hmm.
A pick'em?
Yeah, coin flip.
That's more than a little concerning. Vegas isn't stupid.
And at home, that says a lot about the Bears, that they're just a pick'em.
Correct.
But another side of it, though, that's a positive for me, Cap, is when you can look at yourself in the mirror and you could say, you know what? I know that I can change. I know that I've got to be a better person or a better performer at in my workspace where I work. And so when I think about Justin Fields, he's a young guy, quarterback of the football team. You know the spotlight's on him more than any other athlete in town. You can say whatever you want to say about the Bulls or the Cubs or the White Sox or any team. But the Bears quarterback, that's the one that's in the biggest spotlight because the Bears haven't had one that you could say that's a cornerstone for the franchise for the next decade. Cutler aside, Luckman aside, you haven't seen this in quite some time. So Justin knows that the weight of the world's on him. But he realizes that, hey, if I'm going to be able to do this, I'm going to have to be calm and I've got to be a leader. Now, yesterday's show, if you go back to the archives and listen to Cap and Jay Hood, we talked about how there's, you know, not only Eberflus, but others look at Fields already in his leadership piece, which mm-hmm. is great. It's great that he's awesome. Showing leadership despite dire circumstances. So some thoughts here from Justin Fields about how he's got to make himself calm and a leader.
No, honestly, if I'm being real, I think it has something to do with my breathing. Like, I've been working on my breathing, like, during the games, like, just, you know, in slow, like, 4 seconds and out slow. And I think just doing that, you know, automatically, like, keeps me more calm in the pocket. And just really, like, during the game, like, to be honest, I don't even like doing pregame speeches because I feel like I'm, you know, so much calmer than everybody else. When the defensive guys are all, like, juiced up, ready to go, I just try to stay, like, chill, like, the whole time. So, yeah.
As a former coach, you can speak to this more than anybody else, Cap, that as an assistant, you're telling one of your players, hey, you need to breathe. You need to breathe.
Always.
But if you're a head coach, you're like, hey, man, you just got to perform. They don't care about the breathing piece. So that says a lot that he's willing to openly admit, hey, I got to breathe.
The breathing part of it, we would tell guys all the time when they're going to the free throw line, especially young players. You know, everybody's waving their hands behind the basket and all that nonsense going on. Take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Just slow everything down. They just get the ball. Let's go.
Yes. But head coach David Kaplan didn't want to hear about that breathing.
Make the shot.
You don't want to hear about it.
Right.
But that's about the mental hurdles, too, though, Cap, is that it, as a person of leadership, you have to be able to breathe because, well, if someone else is a shaky bastard, one of your tight end, wide receiver, offensive line, you have to be the measure of calm, don't you?
Shaky bastard.
Thank you, JR. A little slow in the draw.
Unnecessary. Go ahead.
Gratuitous. That's the other thing with being a first-time head coach. Everything goes so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, what do you want to do? Oh, God! Too quick!
Yeah.
They already started the next... Coach, you want to check? I don't know. Like, And then you're trusting what's in your headset because some guy sitting up in the box who's on your staff says, challenge that, coach. All right, we'll challenge it. I don't know what that head coach is watching down there. I actually didn't see it. I trusted Jonathan Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of it. The breathing. Just slow everything down.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad he admits it because maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, if you said, you know, what really helps me is my breathing. I just need to be able to. You need to do what? This is the guys are trying to knock your head off. What do you mean breathing?
Right.
Just play.
Right.
What is that all about?
Right. I do yoga. You do what?
Yes. And that's part of mental health.
That's not
isn't
what
it?
Men do.
Is that part of mental health, though, what he's doing pretty much?
The breathing? Yes. Yeah. All of it.
Yeah.
We're in such a better place, and we still have miles to go,
mm-hmm.
but we're in a better place.
Yes.
Like 20 years ago, you're doing what? Pilates? Pilates.
Got leotards on?
Lift some weights, man.
Nice leotards.
Take some smelling salts, lift some weights, and get back out there.
That was a stigma, and it was the wrong stigma at the time.
Correct.
And it shows you how we have really improved as a society.
Agreed.
In that regard, right?
Correct.
You know, Cap, I look at this, and as I mentioned, and these are just baby steps when it comes to the Bears, but as I've said, the little things that I saw from the second half says, okay, you did see some improvement. You said it Monday. It's like, hey, I see the improvement. It's still a loss at the end of the day, and you don't want to see the team lose. But I did like what I saw to make me think that it can carry over to Thursday's game. You're right. Washington's wounded, but do you think the Bears like losing? And you think the Bears want to get to 500? See, there's the difference. And I think that we as fans do see this, but it has to be spoken out loud. In that locker room, as you well know, you know what the players see? They see an opportunity to go 500. They don't. A lot of them don't know it's a rebuild. I think Justin may know that, but won't say it out loud.
A lot of them, man, they show up every day trying to keep their job,
yeah.
get their check every 2 weeks, and continue to play better football. That's
but they,
it.
But they don't know. But a lot
they
of
don't
players
look at that.
But
you're right.
They're insulated.
Correct.
I mean, there's only a few, and I know that you know a few too, that were in Bears uniforms that would get out of their place in Lake Forest or wherever they live, get in the truck, turn on ESPN and see what they're saying about me.
Right.
Shout out to Jim Miller.
Correct.
That would turn it on and just say, let me see what they're saying here. Well, based on what I'm hearing on sports radio, apparently we can't play. I've been hearing out there. I don't listen, but I've been hearing out there.
Correct.
Excuse me?
Right.
Hey, Theo, you actually do listen.
That's the best story of all time. For those of you that haven't ever heard it, Theo yeah. has told me 400 times, I've never listened to your show.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you on TV after our games doing post-game. That's it.
Yeah.
Never have I turned on sports radio. Hoodie and I are working. I say something that he didn't like. Literally, the words come out of my mouth. We'll take a time out. Be right back on Cabin J. Hood.
Mm-hmm.
How many seconds?
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah, 3 seconds.
My phone's ringing, and I'm looking. I said, it's Theo.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? How could you possibly say that? And I go, I thought you don't listen. A friend of mine told me. That's what he said.
Exactly right.
A friend of mine told me in 3 seconds.
Point is though, is that they some listen, some don't. But on the inside, a lot of them are just, I got to work out. I got to practice. We're just trying to win a football game.
That's it.
I'm trying not to get hurt.
That's it.
Trying to get back home to my family.
They tune out the matote.
Yes. So, I mean, but to a lot of Bears fans also that are listening. Now, we can't give you the pie chart of how many are listening that feel this way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're going to Soldier Field, you want to see the Bears win.
Correct.
Some don't see the bigger picture of, hey, don't worry about this year. Next year, the next couple of years is going to be pretty spectacular. It should be playoff ready. It should be a team that should be in the postseason. Some don't see it that way. So let's do this. Shay, let's open the phone lines at 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and I want to talk to you about the Bears this morning through the raindrops here. We want to find out from you, should the Bears be doing more to help Justin Fields this season? Cap and I have told you many times that we know what this season is, but based on this team being on the precipice of being 500, should the Bears be doing more to help Justin Fields this season? ESPN agrees that they should. Every time we look up over our shoulders, you're not doing enough to help Justin Fields. You're not doing enough to help the Bears. How do you feel the same way? Should the Bears be doing more to help Justin? Also, Cap, I have the biggest concern for the Bears to date, for me. The biggest concern about the Bears, for me. I'll give you that coming up next in your phone calls on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
Cap and J-Hood Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Shot with Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I say
amen, I should. Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Shay, we got JR, we got you, and we got Shot or No Shot. Every day at this time, it is brought to you by
Kode Senga, the next Cubs great.
Yeah, what's he selling?
PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download that PointsBet app. Get all their great live same-game parlays, the lightning bets. And if you like to play the ponies like I do, good morning, Secretariat. Love you. Oh, that God. Would be the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. We say good morning to Snorling.
Good morning, boys. How we doing? We're Secretariat, good. Get your beak out of my good morning.
doesn't like the horse around. Wow.
What do you call it? Is it a snout? What is it, Cap? It's not a beak.
It's not a beak.
Nose?
It would just be his nose.
It's just a nose?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Get your nose out of my good morning, Secretariat.
Still to come, we'll talk about the Bulls and maybe a new role for Patrick Williams and Io DeSumo. But now here's Snorling.
All right, I want to ask about Justin Fields. He played his best game of the season so far against Minnesota. We mentioned he posted the highest passer rating of the season allowed by the Vikings defense, and we saw him take some meaningful steps forward as far as quicker decision-making, better ball placement. The throwing was really high quality in the second half. He will now face a Washington opponent that is reeling and has been beaten and really gutted by Jared Goff. They were beaten by Cooper Rush, and then they were beaten over the weekend by Ryan Tannehill. Carson Wentz assisted at the end of that game and getting that loss. My question, shot or no shot, if Justin Fields plays as well against Washington as he did against Minnesota, the Bears will be 3-3 after Thursday night.
That's a shot.
Yeah, that's an easy one. That's a shot. If he plays as well, they absolutely have a chance. Now, would I be shocked if they lost tomorrow? No, they don't have any talent on the roster. I want to see the quarterback play well, and I want them to defend the home field. I don't want us to throw parties because he has 208 yards in passing. I would love to say, holy smokes, Justin Fields, 21 of 26 for 310 and four score. That would be like, okay, that's big boy numbers. Big boy numbers.
Now, but on top of that, Shay, let me just say this before you move on, is that it's up to the Bears to be able to not trail in the first half. You know, they've trailed in the first half of each game this season. Against the 49ers, it's 7-0. Against the Packers, it's 24-7. Against the Texans, it's 14-10. Against the Giants, 14-6. Against the Vikings, 21-3. That's not going to get it done. Not going to get it done. So, I mean, in order for this to happen, it just can't be explosiveness in the second half. Let's start to see that on the front end, on offense and defense, quite frankly, for both sides of the ball.
Agreed. Like, so, can we start the game and look like, wow, they're ready to go? Punch him in the mouth.
My next question is Eberflus related, but before I get to it, is that the biggest question mark against Eberflus so far? Why is the defense so flat in the first half of all these games?
Well, see, it's easy for me to say, well, you know, this is all on Alan Williams because Eberflus says that, you know, I'm just the head coach now. Hold on a second. You do come in with defensive coordinator chops.
Correct.
And you do care about that. Actually, he tries to answer more questions, and his answers are longer about the defense than it is the offense. This is just really color by numbers when it comes to coaching in the NFL. Find a defensive coordinator. He doesn't have a lot of answers on the offense because the head coach of the offense is this guy, Getsy or whoever. I'm really the head coach, but I'm really on the defensive side.
Yeah.
I mean, put a stopwatch on how often he's actually in the offensive meeting rooms. I'm sure a lot, but not like the defense because that's his specialty.
It is, but I hear he is, and I can tell you when I went up to camp, he's involved a lot with that offense, a lot, which I found impressive.
But what does he say?
Not a lot.
You could be showing.
He's watching him. He's just not saying much.
I mean, you could show up, Jay, but I was just like, what are you going to say?
Nagy was the guy who was like right in the middle of the snap was coming to the quarterback. He's right there. Matt Eberflus.
Yes.
When I saw, he's much more kind of lording over the process, but not in not doing the breakdown of coaching.
I'm blaming him.
He's the CEO.
On either side, of the football, I'm blaming him because he's the head coach. But on the defensive side, you know, you can get your beak in there. Also, my friend David Kaplan gave us some numbers about the last few years of Eberflus as the defensive coordinator with the Colts.
Mm-hmm. There was shaky moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it was.
There were. And again, you never see the jockey carry the horse across the finish line. A lot of times that is on the players.
Mm-hmm. That's like, correct.
That wasn't him that lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars last year to get to the playoffs.
That was the quarterback that we're going to see tomorrow night, though.
That was. No question about it.
Shay.
All right, a lot of Bears fans have been less than pleased with the early results in Bears games, but there's an argument to be made that the team has improved each week, particularly with the young players like Jaquan Brisker, Kyler Gordon, Dominique Robinson. Both of them got involved on that blocked field goal. It was a huge play. In addition to the growth we finally saw from Justin Fields. So my question, shot or no shot, Matt Eberflus has already proved himself in the player development department.
Well, that's a no shot. Talk to me at the end of the season. That'll just be one brick in the wall when it comes to that evaluation.
I'm going to agree with you. That's no show. We're five games into the season.
That's right.
Can we stop with the hot? I don't mean you. I'm talking.
You actually are talking about him.
Usually. But generally, the hot take society. Hey! Player development. It's five games.
Brother.
And then if they, heaven forbid, lose tomorrow, Friday morning, this loss is proof that Eberflus can't coach. Or this win is proof the Bears have arrived and they need to push all their chips in. Stop. It's one game.
Right. That's what you say on the radio, but that is really you on TV.
No chance.
I watch Unfiltered.
Yeah, that's the tip of the cap right there.
It really is. There's an, listen, Matt, listen, maybe we're the old horses and maybe we're behind. I just, for me as a sports fan, I have not changed when it comes to being able to evaluate talent. I am not quick twitch with a reaction based on one game. Correct. I will tell you a tendency I don't like, but I won't say the Bears underachieved. That's who they are. They suck. I'm out. That's actually more you than me. Because you're more black and white and very little gray. I'm more in the middle as far as the gray, like, okay, I didn't like what I saw there. And I'm going to tell you why I didn't like that. But then, you know, if we move on and it gets better, well, then I look at the opinion and say, that game was good, that game was bad. I have to take it that way because we know it's a long season. You don't really have shades of gray.
I don't have a lot of gray.
No.
Black or white.
Right.
Gray.
Yeah, I get it.
And do you really think, I'm hearing all these people on Monday, well, at least Justin played well. I don't really care that we lost. Do you think Matt Eberflus got his team together and went, guys, so what, we lost? Justin played reasonably well. Second half, he was really good. Let's go to work. No, he comes in, he goes, guys, we lost. We showed some good things. Let's continue to build on it. But the bottom line is we're getting on the damn plane with a loss again. It doesn't taste well.
Yeah.
Black or white?
Well, That's black.
It's, what did I say to you in the Monday meeting, though? I came in and I said, look, to me, that felt like a moral victory. But I'm glad when I'm reading the post game that nobody on the team, none of the coaches are coming out and going, we felt like we played better. Everybody was upset that it was a loss. They said they were heartbroken. It was tough to swallow.
It was a very winnable game.
That's what you want to hear from the team. But I think fans can look at it a different way, or we can look at it a different way and go, hey, we saw kind of what we wanted to see. The loss isn't great in the win column, but at the end of the day, this season is about Fields and development.
It's what we've been saying since the summer. I know what it is. I just don't like when they lose.
Correct.
And I don't like bad football either, or boring football.
Like, if we come in here Friday morning, and I do think they're going to win, I'm going to pick them, but I don't think they're winning, you know, 38-7.
No.
I think it's going to be a competitive football game, and would I be stunned? No, we don't have a good roster. But it'd be a lot more fun to come in here Friday and go, hey, Justin threw three TDs and the Bears won 24-14.
That is much better.
Be very cool.
Shay.
All right, the Cubs saw a lot to be optimistic about in the second half of the season. They put together a starting rotation that had the third best ERA in baseball in the second half. Jed Hoyer has said the Cubs will look to spend intelligently this offseason, and there are now reports that the team is interested in adding a former White Sox pitcher. So my question, shot or no shot, the Cubs should sign Carlos Rodon this offseason.
Sure, shot.
That's a shot only if it's not a long deal. I'm not giving him 5 years and $125 million. Not doing it.
Thank you, Jerry. Jerry has stepped in here.
Correct.
I'm not going to give a guy 5 years. Last time we did John Danks, he screwed us.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, he held firm to that forever since he's owned the team.
And then they talked him in. Let us give Danks the five-year deal. Okay, and then he blows out.
I mean, if you're Jerry Reinsdorf in that spot, you look over and you say, what the hell did I tell you? Right? I mean, immediately, he says, no 5 years for a pitcher. Come on, Jerry. He's worth the squeeze. Please. Oh, okay. You know what? Okay. I'll let you do your job. Look at him. He sucks.
Okay. True story. Mm-hmm. It's a Saturday morning, like 7 a.m. I'm flying to do a basketball game. Mm-hmm. I'm at O'Hare. A friend of mine in the medical profession calls me and says, you didn't get this from me? John Danks has something on his MRI that would concern me greatly. Mm-hmm. You should tell Kenny Williams. Okay. They hadn't signed him yet. There was all the rumors.
Yep.
Yellow. Kenny. David Kaplan. It's awful early on a Saturday. What's up? I got a friend who's in the orthopedic world. He saw John Danks' MRI. He would not, under any circumstance, go 5 years. He said he's very concerned that shoulder's going to blow out. Our doctors have no problem with it. My medical staff's crack. They're on top of this. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll bet you he blows out in the 5 years. I'll call you back. He calls me back. No, I just talked to Herm. We're good. Mm-hmm. Okay. He still hasn't paid the dinner. He saw me at the park. I guess I owe you dinner. Mm-hmm. If I owe you dinner, I'll take you to dinner. Mm-hmm. We still haven't got it. True story.
So, you mean with Rodon? Sure. Now, for the Sox, it was time to move on. The divorce was imminent. That's fine. I had no problem with that. No problem. But for you, and where you're going, why not? Now that solidifies a number three spot in your rotation. If you said,
he'd be your one. Rodon would be your one on the north side.
That says a lot for Kyle Hendricks and his dad listening.
I love his dad, and I love Kyle. He's got a shoulder injury.
It's a bad job by you. He's a good listener, and you're going to push him down the rotation. That's a damn shame.
I have him in the rotation.
No, but you pushed him out of the number one.
He's got a shoulder. I don't know how healthy he is.
Not forever.
Let's find out.
That's a bad job by you. That's a good listener. Now you pushed him down the tracks like he's some old timer. Okay. I wouldn't do that.
Sorry, Kyle. I'm not going 5 years on Rodon. Can I get him for three? I would roll the dice.
Shay.
All right, I want to ask about Tom Cruise. He's going to space. Tom Cruise is famous for doing his own stunts. He will now take that to the next level by making a film that will send him to the International Space Station via a rocket launch and, quote, hopefully will make him the first civilian to do a spacewalk, meaning he will suit up, leave the space station, and do a spacewalk. Shot or no shot, Tom Cruise is insane.
That's a shot.
We already knew that. Didn't need to know about the space station to think he's insane. But he's an amazing actor. Top Gun Maverick, incredible movie.
Yes.
I'm a fan. I enjoy his movies. I wouldn't want to hang out with the dude. But, wow, that's pretty intense that he's going to do that.
You play basketball with Cruise. You could post him up. Dominate him in the post.
No question.
Coming,
yeah, seal, call for the ball.
Yeah. And yes, it is a shot that he's insane.
Cap gives new meaning to you, small forward.
You know what? I'm going to go punch somebody.
Don't punch anybody. And that shot.
I'm going Draymond Green on him.
On Wednesday, coming up next. What's going on with Patrick Williams and Ayo Dosunmu? Bulls conversation coming your way. Don't punch him. Next. Oh, God.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
ESPN You're listening to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Mike Greenberg comes in at 10 o'clock, followed by Carmen and Yurko at 12. Waddle and Sylvia 2, Bleck and Abdallah, 6 to 7:30 into the Padres and the Dodgers. Playoff baseball right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. Still to come, some thoughts about the Bears and where, you know, what does tomorrow's game mean to you as a Bears fan? We'll get to that at 9 o'clock right here on Cap and Jay Hood. You know, today, we always look at celebrate every day, the national calendar, Cap. There's always something. I don't know where this all started, but every day is something. It could be a list of things. But today is hashtag Free Thought Day. There's somewhat of a trend on Twitter for this, Free Thought Day. Now, annually on October 12th, National Free Thought Day encourages people to be free thinkers and base their opinions on facts, science, logic, and reason. You want to leave? Or? So, some thoughts here about Free Thought Day. Because you're a guy that likes to punch people, right? You punched JR earlier. You're taking a swing at him. Leave him alone.
That was like taking candy from a baby.
National Free Thought Day. So, Cap, and we want our listeners to be able to jump in on this as well. If there's a question that we ask, and if you can answer it, we want you to call in with the answer. Or maybe you have a question of your own.
Yeah, let's do this as a group activity.
Yes. JR, Shay, it's all right, man. Come on in. We want you to be able to be part of National Free Thought Day as well. So I'll start off, Cap. Here's a question for you. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
Because there's a lot of questions that just need answers. You understand that, right? I mean, listen, that's why we have the world. We're just trying to figure out the answers to our everyday questions. My friend, I have a question for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. And I will be ready as soon as I can find a question. give me one, because I have one here.
Okay.
Go ahead. You start, and I have one as well.
Can you have a daydream if you're sleeping at night? Why is it not called a night dream?
It's a great question. JR, can you have a daydream at night?
I suppose if you're like awake and you're kind of drifting off, right? I mean, some people work nights, Cap, right?
Right. I've had daydreams at night, working evenings.
Uh-huh.
That's why I'm working mornings now.
That's it.
Okay. Shay, why does slim chance and fat chance have the same meaning?
That's a great one.
That is a good, I don't know.
I blew your mind with that, right? Cap, why does slim chance and fat chance? Because we've heard both. I've heard more fat chance than slim chance. And by the way, you're listening to Fat Chance and Slim Chance here on ESPN 1000. But why is it that we've heard? I've heard fat chance more than slim chance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking in my life. What about you? Fat chance, that happens.
Yeah, that's probably more.
Slim and none is what we've heard.
I've heard that one. I've heard there are two horses. How does it go? You got no slim just mounted a horse. There's your only chance. Slim just mounted a horse and rode out of town.
And walked out of town. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
slim
right.
Slim chance.
All right. Give me one, sir. Give me something to open up our minds. A Free Thought Day.
How do we know when the can says it on it that a new dog food has improved taste?
Got to ask the dog.
Exactly.
If you're high enough, you might get an answer from the dog.
Now, you know what? That's a hell of a question. Because the dog can't tell you if it's better or not. I mean, outside of the dog saying, yeah, he turns away from it. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You're not tasting it as an adult.
Right.
Or are you, JR?
Maybe there's some, like, 50 dog-like panel that, like, approved it somehow, right? They eat more of it somewhere. Maybe there's got to be test results in there. Okay, maybe I'll just pass it over.
puff, pass. Cap, which came first, the universe or time?
The universe.
Now, why the universe?
Because the universe had to be there to create the concept of time.
Right.
Not time, but there's nothing there. Time right. Of what? Well, there's this universe.
Yes.
And now we quantify time.
Okay. Does that make sense, JR? Time or universe?
I don't know, man. There's a lot there to chew on.
Now, hold on a second. When you're taking a smoke, don't you think about these things? Of course,
I mean,
you do.
Sometimes I'm just trying to get to bed. But yeah, I mean, time or the universe, that's a tough one, Cap. I don't know. I'm going to have to sit with that for a little bit.
Cap, can you open up our mind on this National Free Thought Day? Give us one.
So why is vanilla ice cream white? But if you pour out vanilla extract, it's brown.
Why do you get a suntan?
Right.
I look good with a tan.
So do I.
Yeah.
You got it. So, well, that's a good question. Captain's hell of a question.
There's a great one there.
Let me ask you a question. When does the future begin?
That's a really good question.
When you say, I'm going to do something in the near future, you know near future could be tomorrow, could be the next minute. When does the future begin?
Right, because if I said, I'm going to, like every second that passed, when is the future?
When does the future begin, Shay? Do you know?
You know, this made me think of something a physics teacher once told me, that the present, it's impossible to live in the present because everything you experience is already in the past. That's right.
That's fantastic. I'm going to use that one. And that was great. I like that.
Do you have one for us, Cap? Give us something to open up our mind.
I asked you this earlier.
Yes.
Why do you drive on a parkway but park on a driveway?
Yeah, that blows my mind.
I have a related driving question from Twitch.
Yes, Twitch.
West Coast Bias asks, why are there interstate highways in Hawaii?
Brother.
That's a great one.
Brother. Because, I mean, you're in Hawaii. You're on an island, right?
Not like you're driving anywhere else.
It doesn't connect to 57. Right? Makes sense, right? Shay, do you have any answers for us? Do our listeners have any questions as well?
I have a question.
Oh, please.
Does a straw have one hole or two?
Well, it's open-ended on both sides. It's
so that's just one hole.
It's not two, bro?
No, bro, whoa. Because there's no barrier in the middle that would make each side a hole. It's one big hole.
Man, you got me. You got me.
But that's there's deep. Two sides to it.
Right. You think it's one hole in a straw then, right? It's not double-sided holes?
One hole.
One hole, huh? Not double-sided hole?
No.
That's disappointing. Okay. If you have any questions to open up your mind, like this one.
I have one more.
You do?
Why do we say something's out of whack? What's a whack?
What is a whack?
What's a whack? I don't know what a whack is.
I don't know. Okay. We'll take your questions. Again, it is Free Thought Day. And we want you to give us your questions that maybe we can answer. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. National Free Thought Day on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show, man. Live it in. Drink it in, man. Orange sunshine. Man. Oh, sorry.
JR, pass me that blunt.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Ah, yes. Today is National Free Thought Day. Open up your mind. Light up your incense.
I have another one for you.
Or light up whatever you need to light up, because Cap and I are going to help you open your mind. Oh.
Why are there braille dots on a drive-through ATM keypad?
The blind need their money too now. Come on now.
They're not driving.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number.
I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Have a great one in Twitch too.
All right. Twitch.tv/ESPN 1000 Chicago. Help us open our minds. Give us one, Shay.
Why are they called apartments when they're all stuck together?
That's a good one. Almost findable, by the way. Apartments. Did you get it?
It's a great one.
Apartments. Yeah. Is that a fine JR? Apartments. That's something JR would say.
I think we'll allow it. Yeah, okay. I think we'll allow that.
That's something JR would say. Let's see if Ellis can help us help you help us right here on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Paulie, hey, man. Welcome to Cap and Jay Hood.
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, great to talk to you guys. Why do doctors call if they do practice?
It's a great one.
Why is it what your brother does a practice?
Right. My brother's an eye surgeon. Where do you work? I have a practice in blah blah blah. Practice?
You want it to be the real thing, not practice, right, Paul?
Practice?
That's what I'm saying.
It's great stuff.
It's a great question.
Good call, man. Thanks for the phone call. Highland, Indiana, Chicago. Here's Paul on ESPN 1000. Hey, man.
Hey, man, how come they pack hot dogs in packages of 10 and hot dog buns in packages of 8?
Great question. You go in, and we were cooking, and my wife had me go to the store to pick up buns and burgers and dogs.
Yeah.
I had to buy 2 packages. Yes, of the buns.
Right.
Because you get the package of 12 dogs.
Right.
The Rosen's buns came in 8.
Why is that, Paul?
It blows my mind.
It's a great question.
Great question, Paul. Let's go to Craig in Norwich. Hey, man.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Craig.
All right, there's a question. On any camera, the lens is round. On any camera on your cell phone, the lens is round. So why, when you take pictures, why did it come out rectangular?
That's a great question. That's such
I'm just asking.
I don't.
That's, somebody explain it.
Why is that?
That's a great one.
Man, that's so good, Craig. Thanks, man. It's really good.
Let me ask you a question. What's the most popular pencil?
Number 2.
Why is it still called number 2 then?
It should be number 1 by now.
Exactly.
Hey, JR.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man. How can anyone taste the rainbow?
It's a great question. You know,
amen.
A donut with a hole is a donut, but a donut with no holes is a Danish.
Right?
Right.
Awesome.
How about this, Hoodie? You want your mind blown?
Yes, on National Free Thought Day, yes.
Why can't you ever stand backwards on stairs?
Yeah, that's a good well.
I got another one related to his.
Do you know why they asked the answer?
I don't.
Have you ever tried that?
No.
Trying to stand backwards on stairs?
It's freaky.
You'd fall, man.
It would fall.
Yeah.
So do stairs go up or down?
It's not both. It's got to be one or the other, right?
Depends on your perspective, man.
I guess, man.
What if I'm at the bottom, man? I'm going up, aren't I? Or am I going down?
Right.
Right? Man. Vince in Westchester, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Why are pants plural but shirt singular?
Another great one.
I don't know. Do you have an answer to that, Vince? Why is that?
You know what? That's on you, man.
All right, man. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
If nothing sticks to Teflon.
Yeah.
What makes it stick to the pan?
It's a great question. See?
Some great ones.
That's why we have National Free Thought Day. And if you have a question, call in 312, man. 332, man. 3776. It's Cap'n Jay Hood. As we free your thoughts and your minds in 2 minutes. Or is it 2 minutes, right?